Maya Washington joining us on this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. As you know, Maya is the brainchild of the documentary entitled Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. And Michigan State wants to help students and faculty understand the rich history that MSU football played in fighting segregation back in the 60s. And to do this, there's actually going to be a local premiere of the film this week on the campus of Michigan State University. To talk about that and more, we have Maya Washington on the phone. Maya, how you doing?
I'm so good, Al.
Always good hearing so from you.
I know. It's been a long journey.
It certainly has. So quickly, before we dive into the premiere that you'll be holding on Michigan State's campus just 2 days from now, in fact, what has this journey been like for you? I mean, putting this documentary together and just getting it out to the world.
You know, it's been a real labor of love and very much a little red hen story. I been kind of out there in the trenches, sometimes feeling like I'm by myself, but surrounded by the love and support of the Spartan alumni community, fans and friends of the film from all over the world who made this project possible. I was inspired in 2011 when my dad's name went up in the Ring of Honor just on the heels of Bubba Smith passing away and my learning about how Bubba Smith's family was instrumental in getting my dad to Michigan State. And the rest is sort of history, just a long, long haul to bring this important story of what happened in the 60s to Michigan State, but also to people all over the country to understand just the impact that Michigan State had on the desegregation of college football and how all of that is still relevant today.
Where have you, what other locations have you pubbed this film to across the country, Maya?
So we premiered in Detroit at the Detroit Free Press Film Festival, and that was our world premiere. And we've also been to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Bentonville, Arkansas, Martha's Vineyard, colleges and universities throughout Minnesota, University of Minnesota, College of St. Scholastica, Mankato State University. You name it, we have sort of been there in some way, shape, or form, as well as our Twin Cities Film Festival, the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival.
That is amazing. And I'm curious, Maya, for those across the country that don't know about this story and Michigan State football's influence in fighting segregation back in the 1960s, what kind of reactions have you gotten from people after watching your documentary and coming up to you?
Well, I think people are so profoundly moved. Most people say, I had no idea that this happened. And some of them are Spartans, you know, who were at Michigan State at the time. You know, they knew about the team and how great it was to have back-to-back national titles, to get to watch Bubba Smith and my dad and others on the field. But very few were really aware of the unique history where Duffy Doherty was going into the South and recruiting black players at a time when they couldn't play at any Southern schools and bringing them to Michigan State and creating this amazing team, which influenced teams that would follow all over the country, especially in the Southern conferences. And what's really cool is people are so touched because it's the kind of film, it all takes place during the 2013-2014 football season, that, you know, awesome Rose Bowl year. And so people are bringing their kids and grandkids and children, and it's really an intergenerational experience. So I think that is probably the most profound reaction I have, is people excited to be made aware of this history that they either lived through or maybe heard about or feel removed from because it was 50 years ago, and have a real sense of pride in what Michigan State accomplished, but in general what a lot of African-American pioneers in college athletics accomplished during my dad's era to make the sports that we love to watch and support at the college and professional level what they are today, that they're actually inclusive, that we have women's sports, we have people of all races and ethnicities competing at the highest level now, and that wasn't something that existed for my dad's generation.
And you know what, Maya? I feel like this documentary, this piece of work from you is so timely in 2018 because we're seeing so many conversations had in 2018 when it comes to the black athlete speaking up for equality here today. And, you know, there's the whole conversation with the kneeling in the Colin Kaepernick story in the National Football League. And Nike, of course, I'm sure you heard about Nike signing Cap and their whole and that kind of backlash that happened with that from some out there. And, you know, I'm watching HBO's Ballers last night from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And they actually had an episode where one of the characters who's a player in the NFL is caught up in this dilemma and folks not understanding him because he wants to kneel during the national anthem. LeBron James and him being very vocal in inequality when it comes to African-Americans and minorities here in this country. Maya, this film is very timely. And do you draw those parallels with those conversations in relation to your film?
Well, I think, you know, inherent in the subject matter is the African-American athlete. I mean, that is the core in terms of what unique experiences my dad and his generation have. And I hope when people see this film, it really creates a sense of depth to the conversation. I feel like when it comes down to a debate that's, you know, minimized to kneel or stand, I think what's missing is the rich history, the depth of contribution of my dad and his teammates' generation on and off the field. Obviously, you know, how we made progress in civil rights and justice for all Americans and Black Americans in particular. But to understand that in my dad's era, he and his teammates and colleagues in the league, you know, they fought for things like free agency in the court system. You know, they fought for the right to negotiate salaries, to be in a position to negotiate your playing skills and be at a team where you felt you belonged and had some say in that matter. The endorsements and the opportunities that exist for players today really were sort of few and far between for my father's era. So I think our film is extremely timely because as you engage in these really important conversations about the role of the Black athlete today, the role of society and corporations and sort of making our culture what we all feel it should be or want it to be or live up to some kind of American ideals where people feel like they're treated fairly and equally under the law, it's so important to really know not just my dad's history, but the history of those athletes who came before him. Because without really knowing history, you have no context to try to understand any side of the so-called debate that's happening right now, or any side of, I didn't see the episode of Ballers that you're referencing, but,
yeah.
You know, to fully understand that a lot of times the narrative in the news media sort of reduces things to literally being black and white or just an A or a B. And sometimes it can be apples and oranges and bananas and pineapples. You know, there's so much depth and layers and uniqueness to every individual circumstance and everybody's right to express themselves and, you know, create the careers in the field of their choice in the way that they choose to pursue their career as professional athletes. And so I definitely feel like this film really hopefully adds just another important ingredient, which is history, and really trying to look at the circumstances of my dad's generation, how they overcame oppression, how they had to sort of make difficult choices for themselves and their families and stand up for what they believe in, but also do their best to sort of advance themselves and create opportunities for their families, for future generations and those types of things. So I am really excited about the timing. And because of that, it makes it worth it that it took so long to get here because I felt we needed to have these conversations before, you know, anyone else seemed to be paying attention, you know?
Yeah.
And so sort of what's happened in professional sports sort of has unfolded in the same time and space continuum as I was completing this film. So very interested and excited. We'll be able to have a Q&A discussion on Wednesday with some current student athletes to be announced. I think some members of the football team and possibly track who are currently students at Michigan State alongside my dad and his teammates from his generation. So I think we really will have a really rich and thoughtful conversation and try to see what ways we can approach these issues, given the chance to have Xennials in the same room as baby boomers and see what happens. So I'm very excited about Wednesday night.
For sure. And again, if you're just not joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Maya Washington, filmmaker of Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. She is the daughter of Michigan State legendary wide receiver Gene Washington. And again, real quick before we get you out of here, Maya, again, that will be shown on September 26th. So Wednesday at Wells Hall. Is that correct?
Yes, Wells Hall. And we're going to get started around 6:15 because my understanding is parking frees up after 6. But I believe the doors will be open as early as 6, and it's first come, first serve. There's no reservation required, but students, staff, faculty, people near and far, we want you to help us fill Wells Hall.
Without a doubt, and we'll be sure to be in the house for that, Maya. I'll be there, and we'll have a camera, and we'll be bringing that story and that reaction from, again, having millennials and baby boomers in the room to engage in this discussion on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that and looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday, Maya.
Awesome. Likewise. See you soon.